Those email threats to the Agriculture Department last month were scary, causing temporary building shutdowns. Bob Tobias wonders whether this was an example of misconceptions about the federal government blossoming into something more sinister. Bob is a professor at the Key Executive Leadership Program at American University, and he joins me now. And Bob, you see a lot of different meanings in what happened there for those couple of days.
Well, I do. I think that when we have to shut down government office buildings based on threats, it's a very serious thing for federal employees as they think about their careers. If I'm being recruited to come to the federal government and my safety is going to be constantly threatened, am I going to be interested in the federal government as a particular employee? And from the point of view of the public, I think they often see federal employees as bureaucrats who just inhabit their cubicles, as opposed to people who do good work, who are often threatened by furloughs, sequestration, and now security concerns. I think from both perspectives, we see things differently.
Why do you suppose it was the Agriculture Department of all places, which doesn't really tend to come in contact that much with the general public the way, say, Homeland Security or the Justice Department might, even the EPA in some cases?
Well, I think I think that makes a threat even more serious, because a threat against the government can impact virtually any agency and any federal employee. So I don't think it was, I think that it was the Department of Agriculture means that this attack on the government and on government employees is very broad indeed.
What if it came from an insider? I guess we don't really know at this point, but maybe that's part of the same coin. If you work in an organization with 2 million civilian employees, chances are, one or two are going to be bad apples from time to time.
Perhaps. But the threats that have occurred in the past have certainly not come from internal federal employees.
True enough. So what do you think agencies can do about it?
Well, I think they have to respond. I think that as agriculture did, viable threats require serious response, and they closed the offices down. They did they did their work, and now they're back on the job. But it's the implication for the future in terms of recruiting, and it's the implication of the future for how federal employees are viewed that I think are the takeaways from this incident.
And in the long term, I mean, as far as people's views or the public's views of federal employees, I mean, is there anything that the government can really do to change that? Because when you actually come in contact with people in the government, for the most part, it's a great encounter. I mean, sometimes people aren't happy about maybe needing to apply for Social Security, or they're not happy about having to go to a veterans hospital because they're sick. But once they get there, the government serves generally as well as any other place you might walk into.
I agree with that, Tom. The distinction between the government and those who actually provide the service to the public is quite different. Many federal agencies get very high marks for their customer service, but we have in this country right now a lot of people who believe that the government is bad, rate the government as bad, and have initiated threats against the government, which impacts federal employees.
If I'm reading between the lines, I'm thinking you're thinking that perhaps the political climate and the tone of the debates and political rhetoric these days might be a contributing factor here.
I do. I do believe that. The people who work for the government are hired to carry out the laws that Congress creates. It's not those folks who have created a big government. They are implementing the laws that Congress created. So, and I think the political debates and the political tirades against the government do have an impact, an adverse impact.
Eventually, this will all be over and we'll have an inauguration day. What advice would you give to whoever it is in the Oval Office on that day as a way to maybe reset the relationship between government and the way it's viewed by people?
President of the United States, you are the chief executive officer of the executive branch. The 2 million people you manage and supervise will eventually help you achieve your goals and objectives if they are treated fairly and justly. And so I would advise you to create the kinds of relationships with federal employees as you would if you were the CEO of any company in the United States.
All right, we'll leave it there. Bob Tobias is professor in the Key Executive Leadership Program at American University. As always, thanks so much.
Thank you, Tom. I really appreciate it.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.